reconvening to open session at 7:34 with no action taken in the executive session. At this time, if you'd like to join us in a word of prayer, I'm going to ask Mr. T if he'd lead us, and then after that, we're going to get the bunch from Central to lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight, Lord, to serve this staff, to serve this community, these students. Just ask that you continue to bless us, Lord, that you you keep us safe, and continue to seek you in all things. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Central's young ones.
Superstar student. He consistently goes above and beyond in everything he does, showing responsibility, kindness, leadership, and respect to everyone around him. Crosby never has to be reminded of what to do because he is already taking initiative and doing the right thing before anyone asks. His hard work, positive attitude, and dedication make such a difference in our classroom and school each day. Crosby is the kind of student who could run the class without his teacher because he is always prepared, focused, and ready to help others. He is an incredible role model to his peers, leading by example and encouraging those around him to be their best. We are so proud of Crosby and all the amazing things he brings to our classroom and school. And next we have this pretty little young lady, Bailey Ballard, from Ms. Renault's class. Ms. Renault says, Bailey is a quiet yet determined young lady who consistently demonstrates what it means to lead with character. She treats everyone with respect and is truly a friend to all. Thoughtful in her words and actions, she takes time to respond to others with care and kindness. She embodies the qualities of integrity, perseverance, and compassion in everything she does. Whether facing challenges or supporting her peers, she shows strength, patience, and a positive attitude. Her gentle nature and strong work ethic make her a role model for others. Ms. Woodard and Ms. Renault are so very proud to recognize her as a superintendent's star student. Thank you. And last but not least is this young lady, Sophia Gallegos, from Ms. Bryant's class. Ms. Bryant says, let's give a big congratulations to our star student of the month, Sophia Gallegos. Sophia is a bright light wherever she goes. She is kind, hardworking, and respectful, and she always gives her best effort. She encourages others, makes great choices, and helps create a positive and welcoming environment. Sophia shines in our school, in second grade, and especially in our classroom. She makes a difference by just being herself. We are beyond proud of you, Sophia. Keep shining bright, sweet girl. Sophia Gallegos.
You want to come up here and parents, any parents, grandparents, whoever wants to take pictures, come on.
All right. The lady, big camera first. She's going to put you in the paper.
No pressure.
Let's go, Lakeview.
All right, Lakeview students.
Lakeview, fine. Come on. Parents, if y'all want to come on up, if you're back and can't get a good picture, come on right up here and video, take pictures. Smile when I tell you you're beautiful. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Hey, come on, please. Come on, parents. One, two, three, right here. Come on. Come on.
Exactly.
She's not disturbing anything, and this is important.
Exactly.
Promise. Not. Just right over there. Just.
Line up.
I'm
sorry, I can't spot.
You are doing.
Ready? All right, let's go.
We're going to start right here with our pre-K student. This is Noah Hall. His teacher says that he has shown incredible growth this year, blossoming into a confident and kind leader in the classroom. He is always quick to lend a helping hand to a friend, setting a wonderful example to those around him. In the Block Center, Noah's creativity shines. He's truly an amazing architect, building detailed and imaginative structures. He also impresses us daily with his knowledge, able to name just about any dinosaur you can think of. He truly lights up the classroom with his fun personality. We love him dearly, and we're so excited to cheer him on in the future to all he will accomplish. This is Noah Hall.
Hey, all right,
then we'll move over to our fourth grader right here. This is Braylon Branch. He was chosen tonight because he consistently shows kindness in everything that he does. He has a determination in every challenge. He has strong character in every situation. He's a hard worker who gives his best in each day and sets the example for those around him. Braylon treats everyone he encounters with respect and truly cares for others. Though he might be quiet, he is mighty in spirit and a positive attitude that makes him truly deserving of this recognition. Congratulations. All right, and then this is our first grader. This is Heidi Sanchez. Heidi is the sweetest, most gentle presence in the classroom. She consistently makes positive choices throughout the day and serves as a wonderful example to others. She is quiet but determined. She goes above and beyond in both her behavior and academic work. She takes pride in doing her best and approaches everything with kindness and care. Congratulations, Heidi.
All right.
No, we look here.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
But we have a blizzard coming tonight.
That's cute.
Yeah. All right, everyone, hold on. We got a lady with a big camera. Come on.
We let you in for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smile real big. Smile real big.
Transformation, making a complete 180 during her turn in her approach towards her goals, demonstrating an unwavering commitment to her success. Each day, she shows up with intention and determination, consistently giving her best effort and putting her best foot forward. Her dedication to mastering concepts has been especially impressive, and her disciplined work ethic has positioned her well for success. Brylan's resilience, accountability, and genuine desire to succeed make her an exemplar student who is truly deserving of the recognition for growth and commitment. Brylan Austin.
All right.
A Abel Langford. Abel is an exceptional student who consistently demonstrates hard work and dedication in everything that he does. He approaches each task with both focus and determination, always striving to improve and showing a steady growth throughout the year. Beyond academics, Abel exemplifies integrity, kindness, and respect. He treats others with compassion and fairness, creating a positive and welcoming environment for everyone. His work ethic and character make him a true role model for his peers. It is a joy to watch Abel continue to grow both as a learner and as a person. Abel Langford. And then we have Everett Chamberlain. Everett has demonstrated exceptional dedication to closing learning gaps by consistently attending tutorials and enrichment sessions, resulting in measurable academic growth. Beyond the classroom, he takes ownership of his learning by completing his work and engaging with challenging concepts on his own time. What sets Everett apart is his commitment to self-improvement. He approaches each day with a growth mindset and works diligently towards his goals. His effort, initiative, and perseverance truly reflect the values we strive to instill in our students, and he is so well deserving of this recognition. All right, and then we have Abigail Starling. Her teachers say that they are proud to nominate Abigail Starling as a superintendent star student. She is a kind student who makes our school a better place simply by being in it. Abigail leads by a quiet example, consistently demonstrating integrity, kindness, and thoughtfulness towards others. Her strong work ethic is reflected in her academic achievements as she continuously works hard and remains committed to improving her skills. It has been a pleasure to watch her dedication pay off in the classroom. Abigail Starling.
Thank you.
time.
Good job.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for bringing the young
her 15th consecutive year to get all ones at the UIO competition. And so they brought a little hard work just to kind of show it off as they perform for you guys tonight. And she was sharing an interesting fact with me. You know, if you take the judges at each competition and you multiply it in the years, what did you say, 90?
90.
So that's 90 different judges that have given them ones over the last 15 years. Pretty impressive. Not to mention the program is from third grade on up. Well. And so wanted to introduce them, and they're going to perform for you tonight.
We are singing a Hebrew love song tonight in Hebrew from Nebe. Can you just go a little bit behind the pocket? They're going to sing your ear.
Thank you. take photos. Newspaper photos.
Oh, absolutely.
You made it on time, this one. Wanted everybody to know.
This one.
Wait, one more.
Wait, we have this one.
3, 2, 1.
Get it. Wait. That's for the paper.
Right here for the paper.
Big camera, guys.
Coach McBride, she's our boys and girls powerlifting. There's several different divisions. I'll let you talk about how they've kind of changed some of that up, but sure. You want to introduce the kids' successes.
All right, so I'm Coach McBride, and thank you for having us this evening. I did write something up, but like he was saying, we actually have 4 divisions now. We actually have girls unequipped and girls equipped. We also have boys unequipped and boys equipped. Boys unequipped is new this year, and we were really successful with that. This is what I wrote for us for this evening. It is my honor as the men's and ladies powerlifting head coach to present to you the teams that have put so much time and effort to show what truly means to be a Maybank Panther and to have a Panther's heart. Each one of these athletes, student athletes, woke up early, long before the school day began, to put in the work. They balanced early morning workouts while competing in multiple sports, managing academics, practicing, and competing with discipline and pride. Beyond the platform, they also showed their character. They raised over $2,100 for children's health, proving that strength goes beyond the platform. This team understands something important. Hard work wins. And they live it every single day with a never give up attitude. Before I recognize your regional qualifiers, I want to place a special emphasis on your state qualifiers. These athletes represent the very best of our program. Lindsay Cope. She's a 3-time state qualifier. And Ryder Malone. These two have earned their place in the highest level through relentless effort, discipline, and leadership. They set the tone for what it means to compete with excellence and have that Maybank pride. I would also like to recognize 2 individuals whose impact goes beyond the platform in the weight room. Despite their injuries, senior Christian Torres and Jesse Noble, who is not here this evening, showed up every early morning workout and event. They stepped up in a big way to help coach this team. With their experience in this sport, they filled in wherever they felt needed. while I was focused on one platform, they were coaching on another, guiding and encouraging them, leading their teammates in real time. That's what selflessness and leadership is, that kind of selflessness and leadership is what makes this program so very special to me and to our school. I'm proud to recognize our regional qualifiers. For our ladies team, our seniors were led by Lindsay Cope, who earned first place and was named regional lightweight best squat, best deadlift, and best overall lifter. Tiana Curry placed sixth. And Fernanda Soria represented us this season with determination. Our sophomores included Janessa with a strong fourth place win, Dakota O'Neill with a ninth place, and Juliana Vincent competing throughout the season with great grit. For our men's team, our seniors were led by Ryder Malone with a second place finish, followed by Brennan Trim in seventh, along with Cooper Klein and Juan Barajas. Our juniors included Peyton Nottingham, placing 11th, along with Camden Avale and Alex Lopez. Our sophomore showed strength with Michael Navarez, placing 6th, Asher Embry placing 7th, and Kane Gerritsen placing 9th. Our freshman team stepped up in a big way, with Cannon Jakeway earning a 4th place, and Drake Terry placing 8th. Academically, these athletes continue to excel. Our All-State All-Academic honorees include Lindsay Cope on the elite team, Ryder Malone, first team, Cooper Klein, first team, and Juan Barajas, first team. We concluded our season with 2 state qualifiers, 18 regional qualifiers, 4 senior academic All-State nominees, and raising over $2,100 for charity. These athletes represent resilience, discipline, and heart. They show up early, they stay late, and they never give up. They understand how success is earned, and they've earned every bit of it. Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Thank you, Maybank ISD School Board, for having us this evening and allowing us to share Maybank Powerlifting accomplishments with you this evening. It is my honor to coach such a successful and outstanding team. I'm very proud of every one of you.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Ms. Carter, do we have anybody sign up?
No, sir.
All right. Move on to consent agenda items. A, March 23, 2026, regular school board meeting minutes. B, April 9, 2026, special board meeting minutes. C, monthly financial report. D, checking register report. We'll just do that. Take off from there.
Thank you, Mr. President. Gentlemen, you'll notice that there is a new format to our monthly financial report. Previous to this meeting, we had broken this report up into the monthly financial report, cash position report, and tax collection report. We're trying to make it more consolidated, comprehensive report to give an overall picture of the district. Got several different metrics on the first page. Right now, we're about 70.8% on revenue collected for the year compared to budget. We're about 65.8% of expenses through this time of the year. And I will note that that is a little bit higher than how far we've gone through the year, but that's because we accrue salaries on an annual basis. So we expense salaries as they're earned, not when they're distributed. So you'll see this actually go up a little bit higher as the year goes about. When we get to summer, it'll level off a little bit. So that's normal for this time of the year. And then overall for the district, cash balances total right at about $124 million, with the bulk of that being bond construction funds. So for the year in general fund, right now we're up year-to-date net. Net position is about $2.28 million. So in really good shape for this time of year. I think I mentioned a few meetings back that we are getting a little bit more in state funds delayed throughout the year, so we're going to see those ratchet up as we go towards now through August. We'll note on our bond construction fund, that's one thing I've added to this report. On page four, just to give you a snapshot, this would be very similar to what we've seen at the end of most board meetings that Clay Coleman Jackson's provided us, but this is actually an internal look on a budgetary financial basis. So it'll show you the progress to date, just on what we've expended for each bond project, as well as overall remaining balance. And we are figuring in some interest. We've gotten a little bit more accurate estimate of what we're going to retain on interest throughout this project. Two other things just to real quickly note. On page three, this is what you're more accustomed to looking at on the financial report. It'll show all general fund broken down by function. There are two individual functions that are slightly over budget. One is food services. This was corrected through a journal entry in the month of April. Now that we're in-house, some of those, we had some erroneous payroll get expensed through this budget line, which was incorrect, has been corrected, you'll note, on our April report. And then in capital outlay, that is a budget amendment that I'm about to bring, but that is due to a donation, a pretty large donation that we received tied to the baseball scoreboard. So that'll be cleared up through that budget amendment. But everything remains to be in good shape. If you prefer this, this will be the format that will be coming each month. This month, I've also included the old reports that you're used to, in addition to this one being attached to board book. So you can kind of look at that for comparison, but all the numbers should be the same.
B, monthly donation report. We have a $5,000 for Hope Store by the Rotary Club and a $500 for Special Olympics by TDEC. Anything to add to that? Mm-hmm. Officer Rich, that's part of your deal, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All that's still going good?
It's going great.
All right, F, budget amendments, 25-26 budget amendment BA3199.
Thank you, Mr. President. this is a budget amendment for, as I mentioned earlier, it will affect local revenue as well as capital outlay of $75,000. So this is increasing revenue by $75,000 and increasing expenses. And this is primarily due to two things. One, we had a sizable donation for our scoreboard expense from Simmons Bank, and we also had a significant contribution made by the Athletic Booster Club through an individual donation. It was also used in a capital outlay for recent projects. So again, this doesn't is an offsetting entry with revenues increasing the same as expenses.
Okay. Property tax resales?
No.
Uh-huh. All right. No out-of-state trips? All right. Motion, Mr. Connor. Second, Mr. T. Any questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passes unanimously. All right, before we go to discussion action items, we're going to drop down. It's under closing activities, but I'm going to get these men to go ahead and come up here and give their reports so they can be sure they're ready to go home for our third and fourth grade projects.
They're not complaining.
Thank you.
Sorry, I've done that before.
Mr. President, they also have a item under discussion action items on letter J.
Yes.
They'll be presenting.
Okay.
So, we took proposals, when I was here a couple weeks ago for a special board meeting, we went and you guys approved the guaranteed maximum price to do some work at Lakeview this summer. And then we said we'd be back here shortly after to look at doing some remaining work at Lakeview, as well as the work at Southside and Central for next summer. So the plan for this summer is to work on the group restrooms at Lakeview. And then for next summer, we're planning to work on the corridor renovations, finishes, and then the single restrooms, sped restroom, and then at Southside, we'll be doing very similar work along with the group restrooms and the admin suite, giving them some new flooring. And then at Central, we're working on doing the reception area with the new secured vestibule, moving a few doors, getting some new finishes, making sure that that vestibule is secure for you. So we took proposals on that work last week, and what you're seeing in front of you is a preliminary, is the guaranteed maximum price based on each individual school. So I've got, like you normally seen, the construction index specifications here, 1 through 28 in allowances, and then you'll see a breakout of each individual campus. So you've already approved $497,571 a couple of weeks ago for the group restroom work at the Lakeview campus. Here with the remaining work, kind of in that second blue lines for recommendation for approval, we would be asking for recommendation of approval for $683,274 at Lakeview, for $1,120,378 at Southside, and then $297,506 at Central. So that is what we're bringing to you is a recommendation for approval for a guaranteed maximum price total for all three of those projects of $2,101,157. It would give you, since I broke it out to where then you can see the total of all three projects since we already had that. And that's that $2,598,000 number at the very bottom. But for what we're asking you to review and approve this evening is the $2,101,157.
That finishes off
those three elementary schools for the work that we're planning to do with those campuses.
Yes. This summer and the next.
Yeah. So the one that you approved 2 weeks ago will be this summer, and then the remainder of all that work. So Lakeview will actually have two summers worth of work, and we've spoken to the principals about that. And then we won't start Southside until next summer, and same with Central's best.
Okay. Central, Southside, and Lakeview Elementary renovation project phase two guaranteed maximum price by Jackson Construction.
I move to approve the Central South Design and Lakeview Interconnection Project Phase 2 guaranteed maximum price by Jackson Construction as presented at $2,100,000.
Motion, Mr. Tirrena. Second, Mr. Connor. Any questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's step back now to discussion action item A. Consider approval of the contract renewal and or extension of professional employees.
I move to approve the contract renewal and or extension of the professional employees as amended.
Okay, motion from Mr. Tirrena.
Second.
Second, Mr. Litchfield. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously. B, consider termination of employee of Hannah Vance at the end of the contract term.
Mr. President.
Mr. Litchfield.
Recommend the termination of employment of Hannah Vance at the end of the contract term.
All right, motion from Mr. Litchfield.
Second.
Second, Mr. T. Any questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously. C, consider amendment to Maybank Independent School District of Innovation Plan. Marshall, Mr. Tracy.
Yes, sir. Dr. Marshall, members of the board, board president, we've had a good, I guess more or less, some good products come from the District of Innovation, good opportunities come from the District of Innovation, allow us the flexibility to make some local decisions, and we are up for renewal for our 5-year term. So we'd like to request your approval to renew that and continue on. So one's an amendment, one's a renewal.
Oh, renewal amendment.
Yes, sir. Okay. I might have gotten out of turn as well. My apologies. I got excited.
Renewal first, right?
I believe I spoke to the renewal first.
Okay. All right. So we're good on all that information. All right.
Which
consider renewal of Maybank Independent School District of Innovation. Did you just do that?
I spoke to the renewal.
Consider approval to enter into memorandum of outstanding MOU with Trinity Valley Community College for a dual credit partnership agreement for the 26-27 school year. Marshall?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. President and Board, it is time to renew our partnership with TVCC, and they have sent us the MOU along with all the appendices that go along with that, and we have read through them and of course want to continue our partnership with them. The opportunity for kids to receive dual credit coursework through TVCC, so we just ask that you approve that MOU.
And that was our reminder email, is that right?
The reminder email?
Mr. President, thank you.
I move we approve the MOU with Trinity Valley Community College dual credit partnership agreement for 26-27 school year.
Right, motion, Mr. T.
Second.
Second, Mr. Litchfield. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass your hands. All right, F, consider approval to submit the TEKS certification form 26-27 to TEA.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir. We each year have to certify that we cover all the teaks in the core areas and submit that to the state to access our instructional allotment funds. And so this would do that. You sign off that we do cover all the teaks with various materials and both from publishers and things we write in-house. And then we'll be able to purchase what we need to.
Consider approval of the annual special education operation procedures for 25 and 26.
Those were attached to board book. It's like 300 something pages and a lot of legalese pretty much. But
far on 200.
There were minimal updates, I'm going to say. It was a lot of removal of stuff that said it's beginning in the 2013-2014 school year. Districts will, blah, 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 and they've updated that to remove those statements. And there were, I would say the most significant was updates about cameras in special ed classrooms. They kind of expanded that a little bit. We already have cameras in our self-contained classrooms across the district, and so it didn't really affect us at all.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Consider approval of the 26-27 student athletic and activities accident insurance renewal.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Mr. President, members of the board, this is we've had our current student athletic and activities accident insurance for many, many years, and we're just presenting this to renew for 26-27. This is one of the rare times, except for last year, that actually has gone down in price by $515 in premium per year. So we've had some really good service through this carrier, and no complaints about it. So therefore, we're recommending to renew for our 26-27 school year.
I move to approve the 26-27 student athletic activities accident insurance renewal as presented.
Second. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. As you know, I consider approval of the ABM 26-27 contract proposal.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Mr. President, members of the board, we have sat down and discussed with ABM their contract for next year. The only change would be a 3% consumer price index increase, of which they are planning on investing $33,000 of the $39,000 into staff wages to make a 3% increase for their staff, keeping pace with our current entry-level employees. And this would be for starting for the July 1st, 2026 through June 30th of 2027. We recommend this as presented.
I'm assuming we're still happy with our services and still.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Second. Any further questions or comments? All those opposed, please raise your hand. Consider approval of the resolution regarding delegation of authority for certain fiscal year 25-26 budget amendments.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Mr. President, members of the board, this is a recommendation that I brought and asked Dr. Marshall if I could bring to you. As you know, all budget amendments at the function level must go through the Board of Trustees. Typically, all budget amendments that we make for this year, we've made three thus far, all increase the appropriations, which would, is consistent. It wasn't a shift between any functions. It actually increased expenses or revenue. What I'm proposing is really going to be something that would rarely occur during the year. It'd be mainly an end-of-year solution, but is delegating authority to Dr. Marshall and I to make budget amendments between functions that do not increase the total appropriations for expenses or revenues. And where this would help is when we close out the, when we get to August, you're probably very used to having a large slate of budget amendments to be presented towards the end of the year, just to shore up budget. One of the things our auditors look at, as well as TEA, is we cannot be over any function level budget line without getting our hands slapped. What this causes is, at the end of the year, we ask for a whole lot more money than what we really need in August, because it's several months before we clear out the end of the year, until we know our final revenue amounts from the state, before we complete accruing salaries for the next year. Into that year, we have insurance, prepaid insurance that we have to book, a lot of accounting and journal entries that go into September and October to close out the year. Therefore, we have to ask for really more money per function than we need, because we can't go back to the board and ask to move that money back and forth between functions. So what this resolution would do for a single year for the 25-26 fiscal year would delegate that authority to move, say, from function 11. This last year, we were very close on budget. If we were $5,000 over, we could move, and we have a tub full of money in another function, move that money to function 11 to make sure that we were in check. This will keep us from having to come ask for more funds than we need at year end, just to cover any variances between those functions. Part of the resolution would also provide for any time this is utilized, the following month a report would be added to the end of that monthly financial report to let the board know of any movement, any action that has been taken. But again, I want to make sure and emphasize, this would not be for any additional appropriations. We can't increase the budget without board approval. This would only be movement between functions.
Is there a price limit on that?
A price limit?
Like,
oh, an amount.
Well, I'd say, hey, Randy didn't buy a bus, so I'm going to take that $100,000 and move it somewhere else.
Well, it would not keep us from.
Randy's like, I'm buying a bus. We're not Robin them.
Sure, sure. This does not come with any dollar figure or limit amount. That could certainly be amended to do so. But any large ticket item like that would still require board approval. So you can't move $100,000 or more and then go spend that money on something the board hasn't approved, because above that threshold would take board approval regardless. So it really would not
negate.
That's
why I wondered if there was like a.
Wouldn't bypass any procurement requirements that already have to undergo board approval. This is typically going to, and the majority of things that this is going to address, again, is end of year accruals of things that that's difficult to forecast. So again, we have to ask for additional money just to make sure that we don't go over. This is also just an annual. This would be for 25-26. So if this is something that the board finds favorable, this would be a one-year deal. Not asking to change policy. This would be a resolution that would be adopted annually if the board so chooses.
Is this the same as line item transfers, or is this different?
Line item transfers don't take board approval, so that's something that we already utilize. This is just between functions. The only times that I could see this actually occurring to make a purchase. For example, last year, Central Elementary wanted to buy some furniture in its library. There was ample budget in Function 11, but not quite enough in Function 12, which is our library function. Came to the board, asked for a $10,000 movement from library, or from Function 11 to Function 12, to facilitate that purpose. That's going to be really the only case that I can think of since I've been here in the last 4 years where we've asked for board approval to move back and forth between functions. Typically, when we bring an amendment, it's to make a movement of appropriation at a general fund level. Other than year end, I don't see this being utilized. Even something like that, between to make a purchase, we could still bring that towards the bring that before the board, even though we would have the authority to do that without doing so.
Texas Education Code, 3 post legislative updates to the Texas Education Code, 4 team building, 5 additional continuing education based on the family, governance, and leadership, 6 evaluating student activities and setting goals, 7 identifying and reporting abuse, trafficking, and other maltreatment of children, 8 school safety. To the extent applicable to each board member, I will announce the completion of the efficiency of required training. For members who still have time remaining to complete required training, I will announce those board members who have scheduled time of training and those who have not yet scheduled the training. After the conclusion of the announcement, I will announce any board members who have in excess of the continuing education requirements. Local district orientation. Brandon Parker's first year board member has completed the local district orientation training. Orientation to the Texas Education Code. Brandon Parker, first year board member, has completed the orientation to the Texas Education Code. Open Governance OMA and Open Governance PI. Brandon Parker, first year board member, has completed the OMA and Open Government PI. Post legislative update to the Texas Education Code. All board members have completed post legislative update to the Texas Education Code training. Todd Brown, Jared Tier Renner, Robin Tate, Brian Miller, John Westfield, Dustin Connor, and Brandon Parker. Team building. The following board members have completed the annual team building training. Todd Brown, Jared Tier Renner, Robin Tate, Brian Miller, John Westfield, Dustin Connor, and Brandon Parker. Additional continuing education. 10 hours for first year members, 5 hours for subsequent years. The following board members have completed the additional continuing education requirements. Todd Brown's 12 hours, Eric T. Rain 12 hours, Robin T. 12 hours. Brian Miller 5.25 hours, Dustin Conner 12 hours, John Westfield 12 hours, Brandon Parker 15.25 hours. There are no board members that are deficient in meeting the additional continuing education requirements. Evaluating and improving student outcomes. This training must be completed every 2 years. The following board members have completed the biannual training and evaluating student academic performance as the setting goes. Todd Brown, Eric Tierran, Robin T. Brian Miller, Dustin Conner, John Richfield, and Brandon Park. Identifying and reporting abuse, trafficking, and other maltreatment of children. This training must be completed every 2 years. The following board members have completed the biannual training on identifying and reporting abuse, trafficking, and other maltreatment of children. Todd Grounds, Eric Tierrainer, Robbie T. Brian Miller, Dustin Conner, John Westfield, and Brandon Parker. Cybersecurity training. The following board members have completed the cybersecurity training. Todd Grounds, Eric Tierrainer, Robbie T. Brian Miller, Dustin Conner, John Westfield, and Brandon Parker. School safety. All the board members have completed school safety training. Todd Brown, Zach, here, Randy, Robin, Tim, Brian Miller, Dustin Connor, John Woods, Fred, and Brandon Parker. Exceeding requirements, continuation, education. Board member Todd Brown succeeds the required amount of continuing education training by 7 additional hours. Board member Eric Tiarena exceeds the required amount of continuing education training by 7 additional hours. Board member Robin Teague exceeds the required amount of continuing education training by 7 additional hours. Board member Brian Miller exceeded the required amount of continuing education training by 0.25 additional hours. Board member Dustin Conner exceeded the required amount of continuing education training by 7 additional hours. Board member John Litchfield exceeded the required amount of continuing education training by 7 additional hours. Board member Brandon Parker exceeded the required amount of continuing education training by 5.25 additional hours.
We'll meet after.
So sorry.
I need a motion to approve that. I do. I need a motion. I just need a motion.
I move to approve the annual announcement of the education program.
All right. Motion, Mr. Conner.
Second.
Second, Mr. Whoever's in the room. Any further questions or comments? All in favor, please raise your right hand. Passed unanimously. All right, closing activities. Construction project updates. Dr. Marshall.
Anything else?
Everything's progressing very well.
Anything you want to announce at high school? Just rolling.
It's rocking and rolling.
Watch it every day.
It's amazing.
How do they feel? Do they feel like they're ahead? I mean, seriously. I know everybody says we're behind, but.
Actually, it's really good news. So, I mean, the last construction meeting, we got some talking going on and going to start delivering some products and stuff in October, which is a little bit earlier than what we thought, and some of the bays and some of the new equipment that's coming in. He just urged that we didn't move anything out of what the kids were using because they weren't going to be able to be there. So the kids couldn't come in. They said, don't move the ones they're using, just the new stuff coming in. So, yeah, I mean, it looks like they're moving really well. So excited about it. They just got the main staircase up. They don't have the center part enclosed yet, but all the concrete's done except for the second floor, concrete in the second floor. But most everything else has been done. Courtyard, pretty much everything but the turf. I mean, they got handrails up. Teachers walk by the windows and they'll just start staring out the windows. They're excited. I know the doors are going to go in this summer that connect the buildings between the two. They'll knock out those walls this summer and put in the doors that connect the buildings upstairs and downstairs. So, I mean, from listening to it all, it sounds like they're doing really well. And timing-wise, they're already making plans to let us start delivering things October, November time frame.
What
were
the junior high
that
they afford?
I don't think they've poured the floor back. They're still finishing up.
They're still trenching.
We're pretty darn close to it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The junior high will be fast and furious this summer. When I last talked with Jackson, they said that nervousness or anything about anything with the time schedule. I said, not really nervousness, but junior high is going to be a lot to get done over the summer. They're up to the task.
The goal is to have the portables going before the bus season, right?
They're removing them in June.
Yeah.
They're going to pick them up first
of
June.
In June. Okay, I've had a couple of blasts. We got this. It's going to be easy, right there. That's what I thought. Yeah. It's going to be hard for the last 3 years.
Well, it happens to be the band parking lot, too, so.
Got a little marching practice coming.
Yeah.
Should have some additional.
And then her groups, they've done, I mean, we may be we had to make some commitments to do this while we were in school. But staying on whatever we did, because now we're just going to go up to school again next year.
Yeah, be ready.
It's going to be wonderful.
About one or two of them. It's just one trip, right? Just toting the food back and forth.
We did not make the truck purchase. One.
How are we moving?
Right now, we're moving it in a trailer. And we're very close to being able to secure a cargo van. They've got it down pretty good.
They have like big nylon zipper bags that all the food is in. It don't touch the floor, and then they feed it. So.
Junior high kids eat anything.
It's pretty wild how they got it in there.
Pretty tough
kids.
It's
great for the immune system.
So. The kids don't miss a beat.
No, so we're actually going to go a different direction and look at a cargo van that's going to be a lot better served for long term, because they still, even after this is over right now, are transporting meals from the intermediate school to DAP every single day. And so something like a smaller cargo van is probably going to serve the food service better long term. That was something we were looking at long term anyways. And even, who knows, we might have a culinary group that might want to make use of it as well. So.
I want to remind y'all that Wednesday night's our employee banquet. It's going to be wonderful. As always, we'll open the doors to eat at 6. The program will start at 6:30, and it will end no later than what, Mr. Tracy?
I've got some records out there. I'm under an hour.
59.
I'm under an hour.
We're pulling the plug. I never lied to them about that. So please come, bring your family. Got to eat somewhere, be a hero at home. Good desserts with us too. I remind y'all that the May meeting is the 18th. We always blew that up so we can make our last minute class for graduation, which is on the 19th this year. So May 18th, maybe that's what we need. And calendar, we got a lot of good stuff going on this year, right? We heard the choir Friday night, they're doing their spring show. Thursday night's the band's final show. Just Carter sends you information out there. Put one of these on your calendar now, and then try to make one. I think you heard tonight the quality we have in the district is just wonderful. So that's the number. We've got 2, 4, 10 on SLI. Check with the other two, and we're ready to roll. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
About to add the
Athletic
booster.
Car show,
crawfish. That's on the 2nd.
And on the morning of the 9th, we have the kindergarten roundup, and that has been well attended the last couple of years. Kindergarten roundup, May 9th. On the morning, it's at the intermediate gym. We've had about 150 kids show up the last couple of years. So.
Back to school set, and we found out today reaching 10 will again fund a large part of our commencement speaker. That's going to be on August the 10th. So please mark that. That'll be in the morning.
Breakfast at 7:30,
and then
we'll go in at 8:30. So
probably about an hour and a half. Probably about 10. It's gonna be fun. You'll like it.
It's gonna be great.
Try to be there. That's
the convocation.
That's the 10th, August 10th. I think you'll be motivated.
That sounds for all.
That's right.
3 weeks. Just play it. We booked
the speaker in November.
Yeah.
I think we booked the speaker in like November.
Yeah. And we've already booked the one for the next year, but we could get him for next year. He was booked over a year out. So
yeah.
The following year.
It's a secret.
Parachuting in.
never know.
Never know.
Flew one group in on Sunday, flew another group out to Georgia. Thanks to Randy's transport. So we flew one group in and flew one group out this weekend.
Yeah.
We got summer, the plans going on that. It's a good time, though. A lot of excitement going on, a lot of kids excited. That's all I have. Y'all have anything? Everybody happy, smiling? I feel nice.
May 8th for Southside.
We are May 6th, 7th, and 8th, three different days.
Just want to point out Central's done with their field day. Just throwing that out there.
It is still almost raining that day.
But it did.
It did not.
That's the important thing.
You're happy you are, huh?
Absolutely.
It was great. It wasn't on.
I mean,
it was
nice.
June 14th through 16th, where we kind of wrap this year up and start next year. That's a good time to reflect. It's also a good time to bond and start seeing some experience. Not a lot of time. We're all together. Don't know any before. That's what I got, Mr. Chairman.
Anything else? All right, thank y'all. We'll adjourn at 8:47.